as I was in the engineering business, I was studying engineering. They put the they said they wanted more engineers, so I was sent on engines for the engine course for the Fleet Air Arm, and that's how I finished up on engine repair for the Fleet Air Arm, which turned out to be quite a good thing for me, because I never did really go to sea. I never saw any active service, although I was on squadron, 774 squadron, during the war down in St. Mirren. But that was, I got down there 2 days before D-Day, and it was pretty hectic down there, because we were working night and day as the planes come back in, so we had to, you know, check them out. And then after D-Day, of course, or after about a week after D-Day, everything quietened down, and we went back to normal training.
What did you hear about D-Day? And
well, we only heard what we could hear on the radio, that they had landed and the Americans were having trouble on Omaha Beach, but on Sword Beach and the British side and Canadians, they weren't too bad, although they lost quite a few. But the airdrops were going all right, and then afterwards it was, you know, gradually making their way back to finish off the war.